Our first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is a time for everything. We can feel that even right now as the weather is beginning to change from being warm to being cold. We maybe change the clothes that are in our closet from our short sleeves to bring out those sweaters, and we can see that the seasons change and that other things change as well. All of a sign that the author of Ecclesiastes points to there being a time for everything. I was reflecting or thought today about a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant. This past week I was out at my mom's house doing some gardening for the upcoming fall, planting some things and uprooting others. The Lord also decided it was a time to get a great case of poison ivy all over my hands. So there was that time as well. There's a time for everything, I suppose. But I know it sounds a little bit silly, but we also hear in our gospel today that for Jesus, there is a time to plant, to uproot, a time to die, and a time to live. And this is what he's sharing with his disciples, and made me think that it came to be the time for God to remove the sins from his people, a time to send a Savior into the world. And in order to uproot the sin of the world, Jesus had to get his hands a little bit dirty, and in fact got, so to speak, a case of poison ivy all over his hands. This is what happened on the cross. In order to uproot the sin of the world, the Son of Man had to put his hands into the sin of the world. And so Jesus, by receiving the nails in his hands, also gets his hands hurt. In order, that was what it took for him to come into the world, to uproot the sin, and he has the scars to show for it. But we also hear that for Jesus, there's a time to be killed, but also a time to live again. And so, even though, or as Jesus came into the world to heal us, he too was raised up. And so, Jesus telling the crowds, telling the apostles who he is, the Son of God, who came to suffer and to be raised on the third day, shows us that there truly is a time for everything in God's world. Maybe our time, it feels like a time to suffer right now, but the Lord always has an appointed time, a time to live, a time to be raised up, to be healed from our sufferings. So wherever we, whatever time maybe we feel like we are in our lives right now, a time of suffering, maybe it's a time of planting and joy, that the Lord has a plan through all of this. And so we simply trust him with our sins to the one who came to give us new life by them. The Lord always has us in the right time, in the right place.